If I can ask everybody to join us in the Pledge of Allegiance this morning.
Ms. Steins, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Well, thank you, everyone, for coming this morning. Introduction of our board. To my far right is Irene Tynes from Crescent City. Next to me is Mr. Bill Massey from Forestville. To my left, Mr. Jeff Hales from Eureka. And to the far end is John Corbett from McKinleyville. And I'm David Noren. Ex parte communication from board members. Any discussions they may have had outside of our normal meeting process. Mr. Massey.
Mr. Chair, since our last meeting, I have met with local, state, and federal officials regarding funding for West County sewer systems.
Mr. Hill?
Mr. Noren, since our last meeting, I met with representatives of Congressman Thompson's office, Noreen Evans, and West Chesbrough's office regarding Elk River cleanup and abatement funding for sewer, as well as some Elk River residents regarding some recent timber harvest plans that are being filed for the Elk.
Nice. Thank you. And I also participated in Elk River discussions and the West County sewer discussions as well. Moving on, our state board liaison is not with us today, but Mr. Matt St. John, would you please introduce staff and take an executive officer report for us?
Yes, thank you. I'm Matt St. John. I want to introduce Mr. David Leland, who is, as of today, our acting assistant executive officer. Very pleased that David is serving in this role. To my right also is Mr. David Rice and Samantha Olson, our staff counsel. Our administrative staff keeping this meeting going, Patty Corsi, Donna Poe is on sound, and Greg Nash is running our computer and PowerPoint. And other staff will be introducing themselves as they go. For my report, it's have some staff recognitions to give. So I think that's how I'd like to start. And David Noren, you'll take the first.
Yes, I received an email recently, and it came through Luis Rivera. And I just want to share it with you and take a moment to recognize one of our staff leaders, a supervisor that's been with us for a long time. And I was basically hanging out with my family on a Friday night and received an email, and I'll paraphrase it here. This is from Ben McCrew. Mr. Noren, I'm receiver for the Superior Court and Control, court order appointed receiver of a motel property in Point Arena. In my work of 29 years in federal bankruptcy trustee work, we rarely receive positive input from our clients, and I suspect something similar in your position as chair of the regional board. I want to bring your attention to a very positive experience I had encountering with your agency, particularly Ms. Casey Ashley. I was appointed to oversee a property in Point Arena. It had substantial non-compliance issues on a leaking underground storage tank cleanup. I was put in contact with Ms. Ashley, who not only fully explained the general process start to finish, she offered to perform a full fire review overnight and responded immediately. She even gave me her cell phone number so I could reach her, as she was going to be out in closed session work event and away from her normal contact methods. She came through with absolutely everything she had represented plus more. She also saved substantial time and money for this receivership estate. I was very impressed with her performance as well as her representation of your agency. I want to recognize Casey Ashley and the cleanups unit in general for the work that you're doing. The light that you have shined on this project shines on this agency, and we are a compendium of our parts. And I want to just take a brief moment and recognize you, Casey, for your work and your ongoing work with your unit through the low-risk closure policy, through the ongoing cleanup of the North Coast. So with that, I would like to offer you a certificate of appreciation from our board. Can I ask you to join us, please? bit of a conspiracy in this. So if you would like to say a few words. I'm looking to the camera. That would be great. It is on, I believe.
I just want to say thank you. For those of you who haven't ever worked in the cleanup unit, I've been there for a long time. I didn't do anything that wasn't my job, and my entire staff, I supervise 10 positions, do the same thing every day. The gentleman from the bankruptcy court made it sound like a great big thing, but it's just our job, and we just do it. So I appreciate it. Thank you, because you need to know, because I don't know most of you, I have made it my career goal not to appear in this office. And I've been very successful in that.
No. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Casey.
Mr. St. John.
That's great. Thank you. Well, I'm pleased to have two other additional certificate of appreciations. These go to staff counsel Samantha Olson and staff Lisa Bernard. This is for their work on the Confusion Hill enforcement case, a very complex and tricky enforcement case that took a lot of thoughtful guidance from our legal staff and careful attention to detail in the records from Lisa in putting together this package. So with that, I want to thank Samantha and Lisa and present you with these appreciations.
Mr. St. John, if I may, ladies, as the hearing officer for this particular project, it was unlike anything that I've ever experienced. Just the sheer magnitude of material that we had to wade through that you were helpful in distilling and working with us as advisory team. We're very thankful for that, and absolutely are just very proud of you for the work that you did. So thanks for that.
All right, moving on. We have public forum. I want to remind anybody, public forum. Excuse me.
I have two other quick items I'd like to
cover. Two other quick items addressed before public forum.
Please, thank you.
Absolutely.
The first is just to acknowledge that we are now very close to having completed our office remodel work. And this room got a nice little facelift. It's brighter today than it was last time we were in this room. As well as the rest of the office, the front entryway, needless to say, looks pretty different to folks coming for the first time, and we appreciate everybody's patience as we've gone through the remodel work. But most significantly, what I wanted to do is acknowledge and appreciate the hard work of Patty Gorup, of our staff, and her team, who did an amazing job coordinating both with staff in the complex kind of phasing of this work and working with the contractors to get all the materials there at the right time and moving us through that process. So if we could all recognize Patty Gorup for her hard work.
We even have that new car smell and bright colors. It looks so much better. Really does. Nice job.
And then the last item was to acknowledge that two of our board members were reappointed by the governor, Jeff Hales and Heidi Harris, who's not able to be here today. But I am so thrilled and appreciative of your continuing on our board. And we have quite a partnership that I don't take for granted, and appreciate your service and your Jeff, in particular, your keen insight to the technical issues that we work on, and Heidi's sense of passion and kind of connection to the land and waters that she brings, her that perspective to all of the items. So thank you both very much for your service.
Absolutely. All right, with that, moving on to public forum then. Anybody that wants to address the board outside of our normal agenda, please fill out a speaker card. I have three speaker cards.